With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac-Du-Flambeau tribe just got approved by the USDA to cultivate hemp. They want to open a CBD store by this spring. The USDA reports farmers planted 870 acres of hemp in open fields in 2022 in Wisconsin. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to those working behind the scenes.
The Lac-Du-Flambeau cannabis operation has been in the works for around 2 years, but they just got approval from the USDA to cultivate CBD and hemp. In July, voters in Lac-Du-Flambeau passed an industrial hemp ordinance to, quote, regulate and control the cultivation of industrial hemp and the sale of industrial hemp products. Any business can now grow and distribute industrial hemp, provided that they obtain a license through the Tribal Compliance and Regulatory Commission on registered lands on the Lac-Du-Flambeau Reservation. Cannabis oils, or CBDs, can be extracted from the plant tissue of industrial hemp. The Lac-Du-Flambeau Business Development Corporation plans to open a CBD store by this spring. Zachary Allen is the Lac-Du-Flambeau Business Development Corporation's Marketing and Public Relations Director. He explains that they've run into some regulatory issues, but that the Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association has helped out.
They kind of had been leading the charge and trying to help with some of these regulatory hurdles that, you know, again, not only us are dealing with, but other tribes within the state of Wisconsin. Everything from banking regulations to operational regulations, tribal sovereignty issues.
The tribe is also a part of the Wisconsin Indigenous Cannabis Task Force. They have a lobbyist that's trying to push to legalize medical marijuana with a proposal in January to the state. Allen explains that the community feels legalization is necessary.
A lot of community members view this as something that is medicinal, you know, and trying to get away from big pharma in regards to opioid addiction and stuff like that.
Industrial hemp and marijuana are varieties of the same plant species, but they differ in chemical composition and legal status. THC, or the psychoactive component, varies. Hemp has a 0.3% THC content or less, while marijuana is a cannabis plant with more than 0.3% THC. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
Two local cross-country ski areas are once again in the running for USA Today's favorite Nordic ski resort in North America. Last year, Minocqua Winter Park took the number one spot in the competition. ABR Trails and Ironwood took third. Both are in the running to make the top 10 list again. Last year, when the voting was ongoing, ABR owner Eric Anderson was undergoing heart surgery.
It was really encouraging, especially last year. I needed something to cheer me up. The nurses weren't doing it, so seeing that pole and watching the ABR rise up was very healthy for me. And yeah, I'm thankful to all the people that did vote and support us.
Both ABR and Minocqua Winter Park are hoping to make the top 10 list again. Voting is open until 11 a.m. on Monday. We have a link to vote at WXPR.org. This winter will be a transition year for ABR, as Eric and his wife Angela will be passing the business on to a nonprofit they created to keep the legacy alive for generations. We're sharing the story behind ABR and the gift Eric and Angela are leaving for cross-country skiers. That story is airing next Friday as part of WXPR's We Live Up Here. Devin LeMahieu will return as the Republican Majority Leader of the Wisconsin Senate. The GOP caucus elected LeMahieu to the position during a meeting Thursday. LeMahieu has served as the majority leader since the 2021 legislative session. He will command a smaller majority this session, however. Democrats managed to flip four Republican Senate districts in Tuesday's election, shrinking the Republican majority in the chamber from 22 to 11 to 18 to 15. That ended the Republican supermajority and ensures that they can't override vetoes from Democratic Governor Tony Evers when the new session begins in January. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde, who was endorsed by Trump. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Hovde's campaign did not return a message seeking comment Thursday. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Supporters of both parties decorated their yards with signs in the months leading up to the election. Now that the races have been called, Wood County Clerk Trent Miner says it's time to remove them. He says if they're left up for too long, they can be an issue for public works employees.
You just don't want them to get in the way. Snowplow drivers don't want to be, you know, in their way, blowing down the street. A rule of thumb is usually a week, but to go with your local ordinances, there may be some local ordinances that take effect there.
He said that you should check what, if any, local ordinances your community has about removing yard signs. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A jailhouse brawl in Lincoln County leads to new charges against one of the men. Mike Leishner reports.
Officers say it started when a discussion between 20-year-old John Dabrowski of Wausau and a 40-year-old, also from Wausau, got so heated that it became a physical confrontation. Multiple punches were thrown between the two before correctional officers could step in. Dabrowski is now facing charges for battery, disorderly conduct, and attempted strangulation, in addition to possession of methamphetamine and stealing a car. Those were the charges he was originally jailed for back in August. He returns to court for an initial appearance in early December.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Federal health officials are calling for more testing and treatment of workers on farms with bird flu. The new guidance comes after a study showed that some dairy workers had signs of infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. Blood tests from 115 workers on farms in Michigan and Colorado showed that 8 workers had antibodies that indicated previous infection. The findings suggest the virus may be spreading more widely. 4 of the workers reported feeling sick and 4 reported no symptoms. Officials said the risk to the public remains low. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.